left or right, or you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you.
All right, good morning, everyone. It's May 12th. I think I put 13th on one of the shows. It's May 12th. We're a little late getting on this morning. Had some technical issues. Apologize for that, but we're here. Comedian James Davis is on his way. Going to join us this morning. He's running a little late, too, so it's just kind of been one of those days. But we're here now, and welcome to the Cody Talk Show. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We don't take call-ins, but if you go to facebook.com/CodyTalks or Cody Talks on Twitter, we'll monitor those during the show and would love to, interact with you a little bit and hear your comments and thoughts on the, pretty much ridiculous stupidity that we'll probably talk about once James gets here. Big thing of the day probably is it's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to the, all the mothers of the world. We wouldn't be here without them, plain and simple. It's not hard to figure that part of it out. My mom in general, thank you very much for, everything you've ever done for me. It's, pretty hard to put into words how important moms are. Heath, I know it may be, bittersweet day for you, maybe. It'd be your first Mother's Day since your mom, passed away. So our thoughts are with you today on that, but hopefully you can conjure up the good memories and, use that as what you have going on today, because I'm sure you have a lot of good memories with your mom.
Oh, yes. It's one of those, it's one of those Mother's Day, take her out to lunch and, it's one of those, I don't know how you can explain it.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I was going to say I wouldn't know what you're going through, but I don't. But our thoughts are with you and everybody out there that's not able to be with or talk to or thank their mom today, and as well as those of us that are. It's still a great day, and everybody ought to take a little bit of time and thank their mom, even if they didn't teach them how to get to places on time.
This
work? Nope.
Oh, no, this is you here. I got your mic. He stole my mic. Shuffle this way.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I'm late.
if your mom's watching, maybe she just expected it.
She probably did expect it with everything that's been going on. I'm a little slow moving in the morning right now.
You, I have notes here, list of notes.
Wow, I'm impressed.
You and I kind of did a little bit of pre-show planning.
Yeah, we did.
Granted, it was in a text 10 minutes before the show went on air, but, since we've seen you last, I've talked about it a little bit on air, but,
yes, and I appreciate that.
You went out and decided to try and flip your truck a couple times.
Yes, on April 1st.
And lesson learned that flipping the pickup is,
I tell you,
there's better things.
There is better things, and there was nobody there to film it and put it on YouTube, because that sucker would have went viral by the sounds of it.
I mean, if you're gonna try and flip your truck off the side of the road,
yeah,
why not get the YouTube fame from it?
I tell you, I wish I would have. I mean, there was a guy behind me told me my head was bobbing back and forth. I mean, it would have been a show.
Yeah, yeah, it, I don't know. Maybe, when you get all kind of healed up and stuff, you want to try it again.
Yeah.
You let me know.
I'll try that again.
I'll get it some multiple camera angle set up.
Nitro circuits.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll, if we're going to do it, I mean, let's do it right.
We'll
get some views on that baby.
Exactly.
So you were coming home from work.
I was coming home from work in Wichita, somewhere over by Haven Steel. Apparently, I blacked out, went off the road, hit the railroad tracks, went a little bit airborne from the elevation of the railroad tracks, and my truck rolled three times and spun around once. So I'm not sure what happened.
Did you finish it back on the wheels?
It was on the wheels. I landed on the wheels.
That's, I mean.
Here's what I recall of it, because I don't remember any of that, obviously. What I recall of it was just kind of all of a sudden, some guy's yelling at me. And he's yelling, "Sir, sir." And he was at a distance, and I could tell by the tone of his voice there was some concern. He was probably concerned that I was dead. I mean, it was
right.
You know, it was a pretty bad accident.
He didn't have that tone of voice where he was just asking you about
a good place
to eat or something.
You could hear the stress in his voice.
Right.
And I thought, well, gosh, what's this guy's problem? And so I tried to open my door, and it wouldn't open. And he's like, "You're not getting out that door." And I thought, who is this guy? I just got in this door. Don't tell me I'm not getting out of this door. And then things started to come to me, and I realized I'd been in an accident. So I crawl across the seat of my truck to the other door, and he says to me, "You're not getting out of that door either. You're going to have to come out of that back window." And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm getting out of this other door, or I'm waiting on the jaws of life. There is no way my fat butt is squeezing out of that back window.
Like the little slidey window?
Yeah. Well, it didn't have the slide window, but yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That little window in the back of your truck.
Right.
And I did manage to get out the other door. When I went to stand up, I fell down. I mean, my back was not supporting
me. You did some actual serious, I mean, now that we're done laughing at you, you did some actual serious damage to your back.
They transported me to Hutch Hospital. Hutch didn't find anything that night. So I asked to be released. Thought I'd just go home and lick my wounds, and I thought my back, like maybe a disc was out.
You didn't
or something.
Actually lick any part of your
no,
body,
right? My elbow. I did lick my elbow. I spent a couple weeks in my parents' house. Still wasn't able to walk right. I went to crawled to the bathroom. It was quite a show. My poor mom has nursed me back to health. But I did decide to go back into Via Christi. They did another x-ray of my back and found that I broke have a compression fracture in my T12 vertebrae. And so they fit me for this brace. And I'm not a small guy. And
no.
This brace looks like the chassis of a BMW. The front even has the little room for the belly. I mean, it's got the little hump and... I mean, the guy who did it there at Hanger something or another, they never did anything but bring in this little tiny tape measure.
Hanger. Aircraft hanger?
Yeah. But it's, it's spelled like clothes hanger.
Gotcha.
He didn't say much to me. He just comes in my hospital room and a guy starts measuring me. And he goes under, you know, pushes the tape under and comes around and pulls it out, does some measurements and says, "I'm measuring you for a brace." I'm like, okay. I mean, he wasn't Mr. Personality here. This guy comes back with this brace that, I'm not kidding you, fit like a glove. I mean, I was so impressed. But I don't wear the brace near as much as I should.
Why is that?
It makes it really hard. It's not very mobile. That's listen, I'm a big guy.
Yeah?
And that's a lot of plastic, my friend. There's enough plastic there. I could probably get back in recycling what I paid for this $1,500 brace.
Yeah? Well, yeah. But you don't wear it.
I don't wear it. I did for a little while.
Like an hour that day or a couple
Yeah,
days?
Like an hour that day. Well, I had to wear it. Let me tell you, you know how physical therapy people are.
Yeah, they take their job seriously.
Yeah, this lady comes up to my room. She says, "You're not leaving until you put that brace on." And I could tell by the passion in her voice that I'd better put that brace on.
She was just going to end up compressing your T11 if you didn't put the brace on.
So I said, "Whew, this is a little hard." And she said, "Supposed to be." I'm like, all right. Aren't you a friendly one? Your bedside manner needs an elbow to the face.
So we're en route to being back and healthy.
Yes. I'm doing well. And, you know, I want to thank everybody. A guy named Ryan Potter helped me move my stuff. Potter's Plumbing on Facebook. You know, he went to my apartment and moved all of my stuff for me. Cause I've stayed with my parents. I mean, I wasn't able to take care of myself for 2-3 weeks. And then everybody
physically, mentally, you really have never reached that level.
Yeah, that's right.
Of being able
mentally,
to take care of yourself.
I'm never there. So you guys are enabling me.
Enablers.
But even you, man, I appreciate you reaching out to me and then following up. And
Heath
has been great. You guys, it's been amazing. My friends have been just great. So.
It's not that we care. We just didn't have anybody else scheduled for the show these days.
Right.
So we had to know one way or the other whether you were going to be here. Anyway, I'm glad that you're feeling better. I'm sorry for your parents that you had to move back in with them because that's just got to be.
Yeah, that's a temporary situation.
Got to be. Well, no, I understand with the.
No,
with
that's the, a temporary. Look at my eyes. That's a temporary situation.
Yeah. How about you? You need to just be nice. Throw out a little thank you, Mama Davis.
Oh, I'm grateful, but I'm just saying that I'm a grown man and I'm not going to hear the insults that I'm living with my parents.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get them. You're going to get them if you haven't gotten them already.
Yeah, oh, I have.
We got started. Where are we? What time did we start, Heath?
About 11 minutes ago.
About 7.
We didn't. We started a little late. We had a computer malfunction. Which, amazingly enough, is usually my fault when we start late, but it wasn't this time. The computer decided not to cooperate with us. Let's go one more. Todd's going to take a commercial break, but I think that this topic right here deserves a mention.
Oh,
Hutchinson, Kansas. Now, James, technically a Pretty Prairie guy, and you're a Hutchinson guy. If you're a Pretty Prairie guy.
Certainly.
If you're from Pretty Prairie, Kansas, and someone from more than 100 miles away asks you where you're from, Hutchinson gets mentioned in the description.
You know Pretty Prairie? Oh, okay. You know where Hutch is? Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But the last, and believe he's still here.
Oh, he is.
I was able to confirm that he was still here yesterday. And I don't remember what day he came. What day did Dog the Bounty Hunter come to Hutch, Heath? Is that Tuesday? Something like, it's not a short-term deal. I mean, you know, I thought maybe it was like stop
in. I
did too.
Well, it's probably not like his schedule is really
that intense. But Dog the Bounty Hunter is in Hutchinson, Kansas. You may or may not know Dog from, he had a TV show on History or A&E or something. It got canceled. But he got a new show called Dog and Beth. Which who's his wife. It's on CMT now, which CMT is now completely gone the way of MTV,
and
it has
no
nothing
music.
To do with music anymore. I wish they'd change their name, honestly, but, okay, don't get distracted, Cody. Dog the Bounty Hunter came to Hutchinson, met a bail bondsman from Hutchinson at a Vegas convention, and is now here helping that bail bondsman find someone as part of his TV show.
Yeah, I
assume, you know, that's enough lead in. Go.
I don't get, first of all, the bail bonding company. The bail bonding company, I think, would admittedly say they don't have an issue with recovery. I mean, they've been in business for, you know, I don't know, 30 years plus. I mean, that's just an estimate. I don't know. They've been around a long time.
They've been around a long time.
But let's face it. Dog and them hit it off in Vegas. Dog's probably lost a lot of contacts in what he does. I mean, he is not a popular guy. My own personal opinion about him is that he's racist. I mean, let's just, is that a call in, Heath?
No.
Holy cow.
We don't have call-ins.
First time listener, long time caller. So I just don't get Dog and Hutch. I mean, let's be honest. Hutch welcomes Dog, you know. there's just so many jokes, but there's FCC is out there hovering, you know. So Dog will fit right in right here in Hutch.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got his hair trimmed while he was here.
No, not very much, because I saw the pictures that was in the newspaper, and it's long and flowing.
Really?
Like,
have you seen
control.
Him personally? Or?
No, I haven't.
Huh.
I haven't.
I just want to see his wife.
There was a picture of her. There's been two pictures of her in the paper. She attended church.
Lord.
Like a Wednesday night church service somewhere that was in the paper. I don't really get the attraction.
Well, look at them both.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got the burnout rocker look.
Way burnout. Not
yeah.
like.
And she's got the burnout. I don't know.
Like, he makes.
I can hear her on a porch somewhere screaming for her kids to get their butts home at the top of her lungs because she needs some cigarettes. I can hear that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That she just. I don't want to use the trash word, but I'm not a fan.
Well, and I think that
my grandma is a huge fan of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
The thing that hacks me off the most, Dog spends a lot of time bad-mouthing law enforcement.
He does.
And talking about how they don't know how what they're doing and they don't know how to catch a criminal. And my only response to that is the three times that he's been arrested in the last 7 years himself,
yeah.
law enforcement managed to find him.
And
to
let's
put him
face
in
it,
cuffs.
He's hunting people that he let out of jail.
Yeah.
He's not hunting people that law enforcement can't find. He's yeah. hunting people that he let out of
yeah,
jail.
Hunting people that he paid the bond
yeah.
on. Yeah. And
he runs around with a badge on the side of his truck, and he wears a badge, and you don't get a badge if you're not a law. I don't, you know, but his badge, if you look at it, has a dog on it.
Yeah. It's, I don't get the attraction. By all means, more power to
welcome
him
to
have
Hutch,
a successful dog. Show. Yeah, welcome to Hutch. I mean, it, you know, it's something that gets our.
He's managed to make a career. I don't get the what people see in the show, but you know, I've watched it. But it is one of those deals when you flip by it. If you'll watch it for a minute, you'll watch it for the whole show.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's absolutely going to draw you in, but that doesn't.
And I'll watch the show here in Hutch. I want to see
that
the
doesn't
people that, get
that
it.
Doesn't mean that
Heath
and it's Cubs. Good. You know, it's not. I would have if I had your truck wreck on tape. I would have watched
yeah.
it too. But it doesn't mean that I'm happy that it's happening or that something in my brain makes me want to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't like that about it. But it's one of those kind of deals. But,
do you watch Dog the Bounty Hunter for Dog, Beth, or that kid with all the tattoos?
I really just watch it to see what stupid things they're going to say.
Yeah.
And that's why I watch it because, and I don't even really want to sound judgmental because again, more
know,
power
just,
to him, more power to the people that like
their
show.
It's my job as a comedian to make light of it. But the fact is he's successful.
Well, he's
and
quasi successful. I mean, he's more successful than, I mean, as far as reaching celebrity, he's more successful than either one of us have
I'm
pulled
sure
off.
He's
so
getting paid well for that.
Yeah, you would think. But,
let's face it, who doesn't want to live in Hawaii for a while?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, run around and have a TV show and
hunt,
say whatever we want
hunt
and then
bad
get in trouble
people
for it. Yeah.
And carry fire extinguisher sized cans of mace.
Yeah.
I want to shoot one of those at somebody.
Yeah, they really,
I'm pretty sure that
really
bad
like
boy pops off. Nobody's breathing.
Yeah. It's, they take their job pretty seriously and, you know, whatever. He was here. I think he's still here, actually. Little bit of an odd deal. And, the crowd, you know, that when they kind of publicly announced that
yeah.
people could come down to the bail bonds place and meet him, you know, they were on the front page of the newspaper and there was several hundred people there. So.
And I'm going to tell you, that was the top of the line there.
Yeah.
I saw that picture.
Yeah. It's, but whatever. It is what it is. And Dog the Bounty Hunter, welcome to Hutchinson. And, you know, I hope that you have success and that you paint Hutchinson in a decent light because
yeah. I've heard actually from just through Facebook that Dogs enjoyed his stay. So I mean that's good for Hutch, period. So
yeah, it's a little bit of free publicity. All right. I don't know what else there is to say about that. I feel like that could be an entire show's conversation. But, yeah, we did kind of wear it out. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more on the Cody Talk Show with comedian James Davis.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, Rick at the Medicine Shop. In Kansas, the weather is rarely just right. When you want to just stay put, the Medicine Shop will deliver your prescription right to your door. Free delivery is another reason the Medicine Shop should be your pharmacy in Midtown Hutch.
Get your prescriptions with no hassle at 14th and Main at the Little White Castle. You'll feel all better at the Medicine Shop.
Hi, this is Gabe Gehring, General Manager at Midway Motors of Hutchinson. We're proud to bring you this message from the Hutch Rent Commission, and we invite you to join the family at Midway Motors on East 30th today.
Already tired of the I'm bored complaints? Beat summer boredom with Hutchinson Recreation Commission. The possibilities are endless with activities for toddlers and preschoolers through grade school students and teens. Check out all of our activities inside our spring and summer activity guide at hutchrec.com. For more information on aquatics, athletics, nature center, wellness, leisure arts, and our new State of Play summer camp.
Ad Astra Peraspera Broadcasting accepts applications for both full and part-time employment on an ongoing basis. If your business or organization assists with job seekers and would like to be notified of posted job openings, contact Operations Manager Aaron West at 665-5758 or fax your request to 665-6655. Ad Astra Peraspera Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
KSKU.
Cody Talk.
Heath with all kinds of notice. They're ready, go. We're back from the break. All right, so we covered Dog the Bounty Hunter. I had a note here about Thursday was my birthday. I wanted to drop that down the list and not seem, but the real, and I don't want to bring it up. I mean, I didn't want
I didn't
want to bring it up for all the craziness. I wanted to bring it up and have the discussion about the use of Facebook to wish someone a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because first of all, can you say slut on the air?
You just did.
I think
that was Cody.
I mean, I've been referred to.
Everybody thought I was going to be the one to get us kicked off.
I like meeting new people on. I'm okay with using Facebook to meet new people. I know Facebook says you're only supposed to accept friend requests from people you know.
Yeah.
I don't always go that route. It has led to me over the past several years having somewhere around 2,000 Facebook friends.
2,000?
When you have, and I'm talking.
Heath was popular.
Yeah, well, it's not a popularity thing. I don't have any filters on who I take as a Facebook friend. But, so I got a lot of happy birthdays.
Sure.
And I had someone tell me, I had someone who's going to remain nameless, tell me how cheap and non-heartfelt Facebook happy birthdays have become because they're so, like, people just type it out and send it.
Can I get back to how the word slut fits in here?
Someone one time referred to me as a social media slut.
Oh.
Because I take whoever friend requests me on Facebook.
Huh. That's a little bit harsh.
To me. And then I get all these lectures about all these people are going to know everything about you. And then I say, well, if I don't want them to know it, I
don't
put it on Facebook because it's Facebook. And if it's stuff I don't want anyone to know, I don't put it on there because that's like
social networking, not life.
It's on the internet.
Yeah.
Everyone can get to it if you put it on your computer now.
On the internet.
Anyway,
happy birthday. I was going to sing to you, but I'm really not in the mood for that.
I don't think anyone is.
How old are you?
38. Yeah.
I'm older than you.
Look at you. It's gray. Mine doesn't go gray.
That's not.
Like that.
Oh, that's platinum, brother. That's not gray.
Okay.
I normally dye it. I just haven't had the time. Way to point that out, Cody Talks.
You're on air, dude. People are going to know.
Yeah, but look, I'm using the mic to can't hear the gray.
Camouflage.
Yeah. So 38 years old.
How old are you? Didn't we graduate? Didn't you graduate in 93?
I'm 38 too, yeah.
Oh, but you just turned 38 before Thursday.
In November.
Yeah, right. Oh, you're way old.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think the Facebook happy birthday thing is cool because of the lots of people that wish me a happy birthday on Facebook, I think it's cool that they took even that 5 seconds
sure.
that it takes. I don't think it's diminished by it. The people that used to send me cards still sent me a card, but a whole bunch of other people had the opportunity to shout a little quick shout out to me on my birthday. I think it's a cool thing, actually.
Yeah, you know, and personally on Facebook, if it's not somebody that I have people on my Facebook that I don't talk to too regular, I've known them or I met them, and I may say happy birthday, may not, but if it's somebody I know and I see it's their birthday, I make a point to go say happy birthday, and I try to type something more than just HBD, you know?
Yeah.
If I don't know them, I'll say HBD. But if, like you, I said happy birthday, homie, and I went back and typed something else, and it is a good way because I'm terrible about remembering birthdays.
Absolutely, and it pops right up there and tells you who's there for the day, and you can check and see if you want to do it. I'm not very good at it, and in fact, I don't do it for... I do it for very few people.
But I'm pretty terrible at it, even though it's on my... But it does come to my phone, and occasionally I'll think to check. I mean, let's face it. We got lucky that I saw it was your birthday.
Right. But anyway, that's... I wanted to talk about that just a little bit, because I think it's a cool thing, because people that...
Well, wait. Did you get any cool gifts for your birthday? Or?
You know, it really... We kind of have this weird thing in my family where... I got some great gifts, but I've really, for the last several years, told everyone that regularly gives me gifts that I'm kind of done with material things. Like the only physical gifts I really want that are still on my list of things that I want in the world are so expensive that I would never ask for them for my birthday. But we do a lot of going out to eat. In fact, last night, have you ever been to Ernie Biggs Piano Bar in Wichita?
I haven't. I have not yet.
All right. No, this is not a plug.
Emerging as a comedy.
If Ernie Biggs, anyone there hears this, you're going to owe us big money after this, but quite possibly, and I've kind of lived all over and done a fair amount of traveling in my life, but maybe top 5 venues I've ever
really?
Been to in my life.
Really? Yeah. I'm excited to hear that.
Incredible environment. Dueling piano set up, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's 4 musicians there, and one guy will just jump on a drum set, and one will grab a bass guitar. I mean, and I think, have you ever been to a dueling piano or a piano-type environment? It's really all about song selection.
Sure.
It doesn't even really matter. Obviously, you have to be able to play all these songs on the piano, and they have guitar, and then the one guy broke out a saxophone. But you don't have to be able to sing great, because it's more about getting the crowd to drown you out singing along with you, you know?
Yeah.
But these guys just, I mean, literally put a lot of thought into the songs, because I don't think they sang a single song in the 2.5 hours that we were there, and they were still going strong when we left. But I don't think they sang a single song that 90% of the crowd couldn't sing the entire lyrics.
Yeah,
to.
I think they might have had these guys out to the dunes recently.
I know that they do travel.
Yeah.
They have a truck and they load up and come set up at an event or a...
The entertainment there is the same guy that sets up the entertainment at the Raz and did the W. Brian.
Oh, okay.
So they're doing comedy there as well as dueling pianos, and I'm happy to hear you liked it.
Incredible.
That's something I'm trying
to
do, is to get in there and do some comedy.
Incredible environment there. Again, send me a check. Ernie Biggs, but it's a chain. There's a Ernie Biggs in Springfield, Little Rock, Branson. Really cool setup place inside, really well designed, decent drink prices. You have to have a reservation. There's so many people that want to get in there, you can't get in without a reservation.
Okay, now it's a plug.
It should be a plug. I want people to go there. Here's another thing that popped up in my mind. Cause while I was driving in, I was trying to figure out how much I was going to talk about Ernie Biggs over in Wichita. Cause I'm a big pro Hutch guy. I'm a big shop local guy. I'm a big Raz fan. And I started thinking, am I overplugging this place and people are going to think I'm telling you you have to go to Wichita? I like the fact that Wichita is over here, just right down the road from us.
40 minutes.
Because I don't think you couldn't put a piano bar that held 300 people in Hutchinson and make it work with all the expense involved in the operation. There isn't enough people to keep the seats warm in that place all the time. So I think it's cool that just this little short drive away, we have anything that we want to get involved in. So it is a plug. Everyone needs to call Ernie Biggs at some time over the next couple of years and get a reservation there. If last night was any clue of the success of the place, it will still be there because there was a line outside the entire night waiting for
There's a line everywhere you go in Wichita. You go to IHOP, there's a line.
Well, but this was, capacity.
Really?
One in, one out type of deal. Very, very cool. Definitely an adult show, because as the drinks start to flow with the musicians, the lyrics.
Somebody take their top off?
No.
Oh, man.
But we were right below. We didn't cross that line, but we were right below it.
Wow.
They start.
If I was there, some tops would have been coming off.
Probably.
Probably mine.
They wouldn't. Well, could have been.
Yeah.
They started to adjust lyrics, make up some of their own lyrics to songs, and it got shot right past PG-13, but
that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was a great place. And that's honestly, that and Facebook is why I wanted to bring up my birthday. But the whole answer to your question, those are the type of things I really like to get as gifts for my or just a sit down homemade meal. You know, really, it all stems from I live in a little bitty house, and I just don't have any more room for any more stuff. I got three outbuildings.
I don't want to hear it when I see your wife putting pictures on Facebook, sitting by a pool on a deck. I don't want to hear it.
We have a pool and a deck.
A big pool and a big deck.
We have a big pool and a big deck. I'm not denying that.
Lots of relaxing.
I'm not complaining about the situation. I'm just saying it's a little bitty house. And, I've just said, look, let's do experiences instead of material things for gifts.
It is. Well, yeah.
I don't know why we had to go into that. My next note is, it just says Screech at the Razz.
Oh man, Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell was at the Razz last night.
In Hutchinson, Kansas.
Yes, here in Hutchinson.
It doesn't get
Did
any.
Do you want to plug Ernie's again real quick before I go into
This one right here is James's volume, right?
Hey, where'd I go?
James has nothing now. I've actually shut his volume off. I'm not allowed to touch the board, so Heath's going to stab me in the neck here in just a second. But Heath's this guy.
Quiet, Heath.
He's funny as hell.
He knows what he's laughing
Dustin
about,
Diamond.
But he's about to get us all in trouble.
Dun, dun, dun.
Screech was at the Razz last night. Screech from Saved by the Bell. Pretty funny guy. His comedy style is pretty similar to mine. Works the crowd a lot. He brought a feature act with him. Randy and Carlo was his name.
His name was Randy and Carlo?
Exactly. That's what it sounds like. A-N-K-O.
Oh, and Carlo.
And Carlo.
Not and Carlo. Yeah.
Randy and Carlo.
Randy and Carlo. Is that racist what we just did?
I don't know.
I got a little.
Dog the Bounty Hunter has been here too long. But the feature act was a little funny. I was hilarious, of course. And
you did you're back on the hosting gig?
Yeah, I hosted last
night. Did you wear the brace?
No, I did not wear the brace. I didn't do a lot of stage time.
You didn't think the brace on stage was worth a laugh or two?
I'm not there to embarrass myself.
Oh, okay.
I wish you'd come out just one time.
I will.
I'd send you home crying, and I would go sit with your beautiful wife the rest of the evening.
No, you
your beautiful. It'd be my family the rest of the evening. People come in, they'd be like, who's this? I'd be like, this is my beautiful family. Thank you. So moving on. Screech was funny. Just not what we've had with all the comedians and the personalities we've had to town, not my favorite. He was charging people $10 to take a picture with him. I think people left disappointed because of that. So, It is.
Now,
what
is that?
It
is. Is that a?
He was paid very well to come here and do.
Does that go over better outside the Midwest?
That doesn't go over well anywhere.
You don't think? You don't think like people in L.A. or New York or New Jersey are like, yeah, man, here's your
not after you've paid a ticket price that is a little bit higher because of his. Of who he is. Because
of his writer.
And you've sat there and you've listened to a pretty short comedy show. And it's not like he was busy. You know, if he's busy and it was taking him away from doing something, okay.
But this was but, go stand over here specifically for pictures.
Yeah, and- most comedians come in, they'll sell a CD or they will sell a book or something to help fund, you know, their gas money to get to the next show. He was paid pretty well. And to me, his only thing he was selling were headshots, autographed headshots. And then he was also charging $10 to take a picture.
That's almost saying my stuff's not good enough to record and sell to you. Yeah. I'm just going to take a picture.
One guy recorded the show on a, he had a tape recorder and he's like, did you record the show? And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, well, you can't do that. I just laughed. I mean, you can't, but. What stopped him?
Yeah.
So.
There was no disclaimers.
No, there wasn't, but there will be now, Heath. Don't try it.
Dang it, Heath. Don't ruin the mood of the show.
Oh, Heath.
All right, let's take another quick commercial break. Our schedule's all off here, but.
Happy Mother's Day, you mother.
We'll be right back with Cody Talks.
Man, there's so many shakes at Sonic this summer.
Yeah, I almost need a milkshake matchmaker to help me decide which one to get.
Oh, maybe I can help you. What exactly are you looking for?
Well, real ice cream for starters. Maybe some peanut butter fudge. Maybe Oreo cheesecake.
Okay, okay.
And it's gotta love a good book.
Well, it's a shake, so it can't read, though.
Oh, what a relief. I just said that last one, so I'd look smart.
Sip into summer with 25 real ice cream shakes. Half price after 8 p.m. This is how you Sonic. For a limited time, only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
As the momentous and magical evening of prom draws near, we want to encourage all of our Valley Center High School students to make wise decisions and have fun.
Every year, teens die on prom weekend because they make the choice to illegally drink or get into a car with someone who has been drinking.
This year, make a pact with your friends to celebrate safely and alcohol-free.
As Edwin Denby said, there is a bit of insanity in dancing that does everybody a great deal of good.
Enjoy your prom, students.
A message from Broadway Truck and Auto.
Mr. Hampton, you're hired.
Thank you. You placed the largest newspaper help wanted ad I've ever seen.
652 words, unbelievably pricey, but we found the perfect person. The only thing not in your ad was the salary.
Ah, for the first year, you'll make nothing.
What?
Well, newspaper ad that size, we have to pay for it some way.
But how do I eat? Where do I sleep?
On the lovely cot in our boiler room. There's tons of canned food, and you can use the seventh floor bathroom day or night. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, swell.
More swell is CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Unlimited words to describe the job. Place as many ads as you want for one low price. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Amazing.
What's wrong with Mr. Zaycate?
He placed a help wanted ad in the newspaper.
Again?
He used lots of words to describe the job.
Again?
He just got the humongous bill.
You were going to tell him about CentralKansasHelpWanted.com.
Well.
You said, unlike newspapers, with CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, you get unlimited words to describe the job.
Even place as many ads as you want for one low price.
So why not tell him?
And miss seeing his tear-streaked, runny-nose, puffy-eye breakdown every month?
He just blew his nose in his tie.
Ew.
CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
KSKU.
Cody Talks.
All right, and we're back. The rest of the topics list that I have here is relatively serious stuff.
Dog Bounty Hunter wasn't serious? Or?
Well, that was the peak of seriousness. But I had this, I think this... this whole three girls kidnapped in Cleveland, Ohio thing and then found a decade later. I think that deserves some discussion. I think if you're going to have a weekly radio show and that happens in the week and then you don't mention it, that you're
not doing your job.
You're annoying. You're ignoring a topic.
I mean, honestly, though, when you hear about something like that, do you not think I should just go check out Heath's house and make sure? I mean, am I the only one that, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
Just have a, how many Heath? Two, three, four girls?
They just show up. Heath
they just show up Heath and won't leave, right?
Heath doesn't have to hold them. They just stay.
Yeah.
But,
Slinky.
Anyway, what kind of a, I mean, I've said this a million times, and I hope people don't take it wrong. A lot of times, things like that, I think flipping a switch, spazzing out, and killing somebody on a spur isn't this bad as what this guy in Cleveland did for 10, 11, 12 years.
It's hell. You know,
there's what I'm saying is there's times that people are murderers, and I can have some sympathy for not completely, and they should go to prison, and it's not what I'm saying. But this guy took little girls, not little bitty girls.
He took their lives away. I don't care what you say, he took their lives away.
And for over a decade, was able to deal with it every day and not say, holy crap, I should let them go.
You are pushing the...
I'm just saying that I don't have any... And I don't want to hear anything about mentally insane and didn't know right from wrong.
It's it's a little fresh for me to come up with too much comedy about this. Your heart goes out as a parent.
Oh,
your heart goes out.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and then the anger, the true anger of I don't say this lightly, but that this is a great argument in my opinion for the death penalty.
Yeah,
this
don't guy, trust the Castro. I'm with you.
This guy spent 10 years. That to me, it's the calculatingness of it, of every day, and then leaving him there. You know, he didn't live there. It was just like his storage place. And then he had a 6-year-old daughter with one of them that he just left there too.
He beat the one girl so bad that she had. I mean, she aborted baby
intentionally. Beat her for that reason, so she wouldn't have the baby. There's just absolutely no reason for this guy to continue drawing breath.
I don't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. It's my show.
It's your show, and I'm just living in it. But I want to say this. There's not a lot of difference to me in killing somebody and doing that. You've taken away their life, period. There's not a day that goes by from now on that hell won't be in her mind. You've taken away a life.
Yeah, all three of them. And then, you know, you start to tag on everything that you did to their families. And, you know, I don't think there's much worse. You know, the one mom went on a TV show. I don't want to bet, but like a Montel or.
Already? Before, right?
And they brought in a psychic that confirmed that her daughter was dead.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not 100% sure that I don't think that psychic just needs flogged or stoned or something. I mean, that's why
they interviewed this kidnapper's daughter at some point because she was a friend of a friend. Heath is watching America's Funniest Home Videos and laughing. That's not distracting at all. So I guess the ultimate punishment for this guy, I'm just saying the one guy, there's three guys involved, right? The ultimate punishment is you take him and you make him live in a house that is locked with Jody Arenas. Arias.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will be no sleeping in that house. Everybody will have one eye open.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to get the ultimate punishment because it's been proven time and time again that if you mess with kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then that you get dropped in general population in our nation's prisons. It's amazing how the most hardened, worst criminals in the world, when they find out that you mess with a kid.
Yeah.
Your day goes poorly.
Yeah.
For the rest
I've heard
of your
that.
Life.
And so to hear you say it, knowing what you know about law enforcement, I like that.
People that mess with kids end up usually having to be in solitary for their entire time frame because you can have a guy that might be a mass murdering bank robber, but once you find out that somebody messed with kids, it doesn't go well
for
him at all in prison.
You know, there's two. I don't want him to have the death penalty. I don't want him to have prison life. I want him in some kind of a hell. I want him to pay for what he did. To me, that's justice.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe a little bit of justice and then the death penalty. I don't want, my fear is always that some 25 years down the road, he's going to stumble across some parole board that decides he served his time. And that person never needs to be back out on the streets. When you can take that kind of calculating measures over a decade of holding people in a basement, never, they're never ever should he be back and have access to the public again, no. ever. So
how about the guy, the neighbor?
Oh.
That, what was that guy not of?
Charles Ramsey.
I don't know if hero's the word I use. I'm not so giving with words like hero.
I'm not either, but definitely a stand-up guy who at the same time has some interesting perspectives on life and gives a great interview.
He said something that cracked me up. He said, well, this was a good neighborhood till today.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when he said the line at the end where he said all these pretty white girls were running at this black man, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
I like that perspective, too, that he found some humor in the situation. He said he used to barbecue ribs with the guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
he was
eating McDonald's and three pretty white girls come running at me. I knew something was wrong
when three pretty white girls. he was a great interview. I loved when those types of personalities. The coolest thing about his interview and how kind of, the media has adopted him and he's a YouTube phenomenon, is hopefully, I mean, he kind of brought this weird sense where you could smile about a part of what had just happened.
Yeah.
That's why he's so, he gave us a little bit of a diversion without ignoring what happened.
The fact that he said, they said, there's this money. We want to give you this money. And he said, no, give it to them girls. I get a check. Whether, we can have the argument about what you get the check for.
We'd have the check argument.
The fact is, he's not just taking the handout. He has compassion for those girls, and he is a stand-up guy, and hats off to that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Charles Ramsey, we needed there to be a hero in this thing.
Yes.
And I'm with you. I quite honestly have more fingers than I have people in the world that I'm willing to label a true hero. And I think that word gets thrown around.
I'm sure to those girls, he is a hero.
Yeah, absolutely, and should be. But
if he wasn't there at that time, you don't know.
You know why I don't want to throw out the word hero? Because I honestly, in my mind, I hope that about 95% of at least the men and probably the people in the world would have done the same thing in that situation.
Sure.
When she was screaming for help from inside.
But had he not been there at that time, maybe the guy comes home. You don't know the situation.
He's kind of a situational hero.
Yeah, situational hero.
And there's people that are like that. But anyway, Charles Ramsey gives us the little bit of a reason to smile over the.
But as well as I do, there's some people that would have ignored that call.
Yeah.
Or maybe just.
And that's sad.
Dodged it, not helped him get out, and he did all that. So, yeah. In that situation, he is, I guess, a hero. So
yeah, and nobody wants to take that away from him. I mean, you might, but it's just because you're that kind of guy.
Yeah, because I'm a hero.
Because of everything. The car wreck.
So, shout out to Christine this morning. She's been.
She keeps us organized.
She does keep us very organized, detailed.
What about Benghazi? I got Benghazi on the list. You want to talk about that?
Let's before we go to Benghazi, can we talk about Kermit?
Gosnell?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
This guy aborting babies to where he's having to clip a spinal cord. I'm probably like you. I believe in a woman's right to manage her own body. And I think you and I have talked about that before.
My asterisk on it is I literally despise abortion as a birth control method.
Okay.
But there's one more asterisk. Just because I despise it doesn't mean I have the right to make it against the law.
Yeah.
I have very firm, solid political beliefs on everything. Abortion is still a quandary to me. I really think it should be outlawed, but I absolutely hate the idea of it as well. So
I hate the idea of it as well as birth control. But I almost equally as I hate the ability that the government can step in and tell a woman what to do with her body. I mean,
it's hard for a man to understand the idea of an unwanted baby being born. There isn't a single other subject in the world that I have as much of a quandary with as abortion, because you get the examples of this guy. Really, to me, this guy is not an anti-abortion argument.
No.
He's a let's not make this hard for women that want one so they end up going to
I'm not defending this guy at all. He's a joker. He's
needs to be right there with
you can't
Castro
abort 7-year-old kids. I mean, that's
if you're going to have Jodi Arias take care of people for us locked in a house. Yeah. As soon as she's done with Castro, Kermit's on his way in the house.
Right. If that kid is old enough to fight back the doctor, that's too far along in the pregnancy. I mean, that's 15 trimesters is too far in. I mean, the kid's 8 years old. You can't do that, you know?
Yeah, he's a... And, you know, probably someone that was deranged enough that he'd convinced himself he was doing a service for these people. And yeah, absolutely.
Because my, you know, my mom would probably take me into him right now and be like, can we, is it too late?
Especially after spending the last couple last month with you at her house.
So to Benghazi, I've supported this administration. I've supported the office of the president. I do not support what's going on with the way that there's so many cover-ups and so many lies.
It's and I'll tell you what, I would never say I've supported them, but I've always respected the office. I've always thought it doesn't matter what political party they are, we got to give this guy a chance. I've from the beginning I've disagreed with his methods, you know, with his political choices. I'm a big fan of, I think the American people can fix it on their own if the government will stay out of their way.
Certainly.
But at the same time, I'm not an anarchist. I don't think we should get rid of government. We need them to an extent. That has nothing to do with what, and, you know, when this Benghazi thing first came out and some of the talking heads on the right started screaming conspiracy cover up, I just kept my cool.
Yeah.
Because they're morons. I was trying to give everyone the benefit of the doubt here. The White House has now actually admitted through the press secretary that they changed these talking points.
Yeah.
They modified them before they released them to the public. So that hacks me off right there that they made some adjustments on what they think you and I
should
be presented with.
Yeah.
And how it should be worded. And it sure seems like this is one that's not just the talking heads on the right claiming cover-up. There's definitely some cover-up that happened here. And
I didn't even buy into the cover-up until I heard Hillary Clinton speak. Until she said, what difference does it make now? I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, and I'm a Clinton fan. I love Bill Clinton.
I don't,
and
but that's
I know,
the point.
But... I love Bill Clinton, and I kind of like Hillary Clinton, but that deal just...
Something's going on there, and I'm not... I've never... Used...
What could he have said to her that night after that testimony about lying?
Yeah, couldn't have...
not supposed to lie on national television.
Yeah, or in front of a grand jury.
Yeah, I did not have...
I hope people pay attention to it, and I am kind of... There's no doubt anyone that denies that the three big national medias lean towards supporting the Democratic Party is you're oblivious. But I hate this whole Fox News versus NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN headline
Donald
news.
Trump.
Yeah. There's definitely something weird going on with Benghazi, folks. If you're out there listening and you haven't been paying attention, it's past the point of conspiracy theorists coming up with crazy things.
I don't even get involved in this, but if you don't watch the news, you need to watch this. You need to learn about it. It is a bad deal for our country. There are too many people out there that hate us. You know, a whole nother conversation is us giving support to these countries that already hate us. But now we're making them hate us more by lying here. It's a bad
deal. Not only do we do things that make them hate us, we give them courage. That embassy and consulate are American soil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally America.
Yep.
Not you think it is on paper. Within those walls, it's America.
Yes.
That's the way embassies.
We fly an American flag there.
Right. And it is part of our country. And we gave these jokers, who they're jokers compared to our military people, I can promise you, we gave them the guts to do these kind of things.
Yes.
If someone attacks our, and it wasn't the embassy in Tripoli.
How these people died is
And now it's starting to come out repeatedly from legitimate sources that there was special operations units geared up and ready to go help, and we didn't. And these are American people on American soil.
That's the thing. They were told to stand down.
Yeah.
And then these people were brutally murdered. I mean, brutally.
And it's, you know, the last time that that happened, that an American was allowed to be brutally murdered and troops were told to stand down?
I don't know.
Yeah, they made a movie about it called Black Hawk Down, and your buddy Bill Clinton was the president that made the call.
Well, you know.
Yeah, 1,700 Marines 4 miles away, and he wouldn't let them go. Yeah,
that.
We are, because
no,
it's that's Bill Clinton's policies are what gave these people the confidence to attack Americans on American soil, because we didn't strike back, and we should have gone back.
Go to break, Keith.
We should have also said, hey, guess what? We're taking six more blocks here in Benghazi, and they're going to be ours until we feel safe.
Yeah, I'm not saying that every decision every president has made is right, but I'm telling you, this situation has opened my eyes to some really negative things about the current administration.
Yeah, and especially an administration that has preached communication and openness, and is now just straight locking down
They need to do the right thing. Come out, tell us the truth.
Good Lord, Heath, make me keep track of time. We're 4 minutes over. Anyway, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It was your idea to bring it up this morning, and I agree with you. People need to pay attention to it, because this is not just screaming conspiracy theorists making something up. They really did hide this from us to make themselves look better. So, anyway, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. I want to say real quick, Tuesday is my friend Courtney. It's her birthday, so happy birthday, Courtney.
Happy birthday Tuesday, Courtney.
She's 26, I think, so. 26 or 25, something like that.
Happy birthday Tuesday, Courtney. James Davis, thank you for joining us today on the Cody Talk Show. And we'll see you all Wednesday on Web Only Wednesdays, and back here next Sunday for the live show. Thanks.